the history of rock and roll.
Higher than the highest mountain, and deeper than the deepest sea. That's how I will love you, oh darling, endlessly. Darling, endlessly. Darling.
The steel guitar sound of Santo and Johnny resulted in million-dollar sales for their 1959 instrumental, Sleepwalk. Anka's first hit was played earlier on the pop chart sweep of the history of rock and roll. 1959 was one of his best years, earning him a second gold record for his anguished portrayal of a lonely boy.
I'm just a lonely boy, lonely and blue. I'm all alone, with nothing to do. I'm all
Fleetwoods brought a gentle harmonic touch to pop music in 1959 with Come Softly to Me, the song which started them off. Big business in 1959, and Philadelphia was one of their centers for the manufacture because it was the city of TV's American Bandstand, which offered a way to expose handsome young men with youthful voices. The History of Rock and Roll talked with one of the most successful Philadelphia teen idols, Frankie Avalon, about his biggest record.
I was in Philadelphia, and I had some hits previous to these. I had Dee Dee Dine and Gingerbread and maybe another or two. And there was a songwriter from Philadelphia by the name of Ed Marshall. And he came to my house in Philadelphia, knocked on the door, and introduced himself. And he said, I have a song I'd like you to hear. And my feeling with songwriters is, you know, never refuse a song because you never know. And he came into the house, and he sat down at my piano and started playing Venus. And I said to him, has anyone heard the song? And he said, yes. He said, I just come from Al Martino's house. I said, what did Al think of it? And he said, he liked it very much. He said, but he thought maybe it would be good for him for an album. And I said, all right, would you play it again? And I really got excited over the song. And I called a fellow by the name of Pete DeAngelis, who was my producer at the time. And I brought the song over to him, and within 3 days we set up a recording session and recorded the song, and we did 9 takes on it. And it was a very exciting session because we really all felt that we had something. And when at the end of the session, when I heard the playback, I said, if the younger people like this song, this will probably be the biggest record I'll ever have. And the song was released about 3 days after that. And within about a week and a half, it had sold 1 million copies.
Francis, a Frankie Avalon fan, continues the history of rock and roll with a description of a song she dedicated to him.
Bill Sedaka and Howie Greenfield were writing songs for me at the time, and Frankie Avalon was very, very popular at the time, and I just thought he was a doll, so I decided to record a song called Frankie. So I asked Neil and Howie to write a song on a Wednesday night, and on a Thursday night they had the song written, and we went into the studio to record it with Ray Ellis, who was the arranger, and he was in the control room. And at the beginning, I don't know why I did it, but I did, Frankie, wherever you are, I love you. I spoke the first line. And all of a sudden, Ray Ellis pushed the button down, and he stopped the session, and he said, "You've got to be kidding. That is the corniest thing I ever heard." And I said, "Oh, please, you know, leave it in. It was spontaneous, so leave it in." And I had a fight to leave in the line.
Sing-along with Mitch Corus came up with one of 59's musical landmarks, the children's marching song, theme of the movie The Inn of the Sixth Happiness. Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan, grew into pop music from jazz. She started with the Earl Hines and Billy Eckstein bands in the 40s, but by the 50s was singing such pop hits as Broken Hearted Melody.
It's late.
From Ricky Nelson to Connie Francis to the Fleetwoods, the history of rock and roll remembers the pop records of 1959.
All this glow the day that I lost you. I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Bobby Darin updated a centuries-old song from the Three Penny Opera, called it Mac the Knife, and sold a million copies of the song in 1959. Next, on the history of rock and roll.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Frankie Avalon wasn't the only teen sensation to emerge from Philadelphia. Bobby Rydell followed him the year after Venus with a string of hits which propelled him into the fan magazines. Bobby Rydell talked about the start of his recording career for the history of rock and roll.
After my first hit in the summer of 59 called Kissin' Time, we were coming out with our follow-up record, and that was entitled We Got Love. And I remember Bernie Lowe, who I recorded for the Cameo Record People, which was a label owned and distributed here in Philadelphia. And we went to New York to record We Got Love, and that record was my second hit.
The history of rock and roll.
Settled into a steady pace of successful records in 1960, the year of I'm Sorry, Sweet Nothings, and I Wanna Be Wanted. Of rock and roll resumes with one of the first pop records to use electronic effects.
The history of rock and roll.
Now it begins. Now that you're gone, needles and pins. Why did I feel done?
The shortwave radio effect on Tony Fisher's hit was partially accomplished with an audio filter which cut off high and low frequencies. This technique was an early predecessor of electronic gadgetry and its use by artists such as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Byrds, and Jimi Hendrix. Another sound of 1960 came from the Brothers Four, who rode the rising pop folk wave with Green Fields.
Once there were green fields, kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. Home to the green fields and me once again.
Dion DiMucci was still with the Belmonts in 1960, the year of Where or When, the group's prettiest record. Recorded an interesting song in 1960. Its theme was very similar to the Kingston Trio's Where Have All the Flowers Gone from the year before, but the sound was quite different. We dig into the ages of rock with Tall Oak Tree next.